proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible lesson. We began a series in our last session with the concept of the servant of God in the book of Isaiah. In that session, we presented the Jewish claim that the servant of Isaiah 53 refers to the nation of Israel. But over the next few minutes, our study will focus on reasons supporting the Christian belief that the term servant prophetically depicted the person and work of Jesus Christ. As noted earlier, God frequently referred to various individuals as my servant. The opening verses of Isaiah chapter 42 suggests that God did the same thing in connection with the coming Messiah. The initial part of the opening verse in Isaiah 42 seems to refer to a specific individual called my servant. Quote, "Behold my servant whom I uphold, mine elect in whom my soul delighteth." Unquote. The first verb used in that sentence seems to rule out the verse as a reference to a collective entity such as the Jewish people. Tamach, the Hebrew word rendered as uphold, tamach denoted support or sustenance. That verb appeared in the 17th chapter of Exodus with regard to Aaron and Hur literally lifting up Moses' hands at the battlefield of Rephidim. In Psalm 41, David used tamach in a metaphorical sense when he referred to how God upheld him. Denoting Israel as the object of God's delight hardly corresponds with other passages in Isaiah, where God harshly criticized the Jewish nation. God excoriated the Jews for their ungodly practices. According to Isaiah chapter 1, for example, God described the Jews of Isaiah's day as a, quote, "sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a seed of evildoers, children that are corruptors," unquote. In Isaiah chapter 5, God said that, quote, "he looked for judgment, but behold oppression, for righteousness, but behold a cry," unquote. Phrases used such as these do not seem to describe a society in which God took pleasure. Returning to the servant mentioned in Isaiah chapter 42, God declared that, quote, "I have put my spirit upon him," unquote. Various Old Testament passages indicated that God would perform this action, but on behalf of specific individuals, not groups of people. For instance, the author of Judges chapter 3 wrote that the Spirit of the Lord came upon Othniel, the first of Israel's judges. This enabled him to lead a successful revolt against Israel's Mesopotamian oppressors. Othniel was a specific person, not representative of a group of people. The first verse in Isaiah 42 concluded that God's servant, quote, "shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles," unquote. The Jewish nation did not fulfill that role. At Mount Sinai, God established Israel as an example of the blessedness that could accrue to a people living in a covenant relationship with the true God. The Jewish people, though, did not appreciate that distinction. When they told Samuel in 1 Samuel chapter 8 to make them a king, they did so, quote, "that we also may be like all the nations, and that our king may judge us, and go out before us, and fight our battles," unquote. The Jewish people even adopted idolatrous practices, such as sacrificing their children to the deity Moloch. Rather than serving as a light to their Gentile neighbors, it seemed the Jewish nation instead sought to emulate their pagan neighbors, thus not fulfilling the role God had for them. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.